Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel Defense Minister Israel Katz said on Sunday that Israel has defeated Hezbollah and that eliminating its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, was the crowning achievement. However, on Sunday, Israeli strikes have killed dozens in Lebanon and the isolated northern Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the village of Almatz, north of Beirut, rescuers scramble to clear away rubble in the chance of finding survivors. An Israeli airstrike killed at least 20 people in the village, which is far removed from the areas in southern and eastern Lebanon, where the militant Hezbollah group has a major presence. In northern Gaza, an Israeli strike on a home sheltering displaced people in the urban refugee camp of Jabalia killed at least 17 people, many of them women, according to a hospital official. Israeli forces have encircled and largely isolated Jabalia and the nearby towns of Beit Lahia and Beit Hanun for the past month, allowing in only a trickle of humanitarian aid. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Syrian state news agency said an Israeli strike targeted a residential building south of the Syrian capital Damascus on Sunday. The attack resulted in a number of deaths and injuries, the state news agency added, without providing a detailed breakdown. There was no immediate comment from Israel, which said last week that its air force had struck intelligence assets of Hezbollah in the same area. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday he has spoken with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump three times in the past few days. These were good and very important conversations, talks that were designed to further tighten the strong alliance between Israel and the U.S. It is unknown if Trump and Netanyahu spoke about the Gaza ceasefire, which suffered a major setback this weekend. Qatar has suspended its key mediation efforts between Hamas and Israel, it said Saturday, after growing frustration with the lack of progress. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has a list of priorities for his first day in office. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Former president and president-elect Donald Trump has ambitious plans for his first day in office, some revealed on the campaign trail. His list includes starting mass deportations of migrants.
I believe the borders are the single biggest problem that this country's had in 100 years.
And Trump proclaimed on Truth Social he will issue an executive order to stop the future children of those in the country without authorization from automatically becoming U.S. citizens. Trump has vowed to reshape the federal government, potentially firing thousands of federal workers, and roll back environmental protections. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Riot police in Amsterdam began breaking up a pro-Palestinian protest Sunday after a court upheld a ban on demonstrations following clashes this week involving Israeli soccer fans. Hundreds of demonstrators defied the prohibition to gather in the Dutch capital's Dam Square, chanting demands for an end to violence in Gaza and free Palestine. But after a local court ratified the ban, police moved in, instructing protesters to leave. The three-day ban was imposed from Friday after attacks on Israeli soccer supporters following a soccer match Thursday between visiting Maccabi Tel Aviv and Ajax Amsterdam. Hindus and Sikhs marched in New Delhi on Sunday to condemn an outbreak of violence at a Hindu temple in Canada. Kuljeet Kaur is one of those protesters. We condemn the attack and all of this happening due to politics. The attacks happened there, and the environment that separatists are creating are not right. A true Sikh would never do such things. Our gurus have sacrificed their lives for the protection of the Hindu religion. They have sacrificed it all. We are Sikhs belonging to these gurus. Members of the Hindu-Sikh Global Forum marched through the Indian capital chanting slogans for Hindu-Sikh unity. Last Sunday's incident at a mandir in the Toronto suburb of Brampton saw clashes break out during a demonstration by groups supporting an independent Sikh state called Khalistan. The New Delhi protesters said the violence was politically motivated. Some of the protesters also crossed police barricades and tried to march towards Canadian High Commission before being stopped by police. Security forces were inspecting the Quetta railway station in Pakistan's Balochistan on Sunday, and authorities said it would remain closed for at least 4 days during the investigations into the blast that killed 26 people Saturday. The Baloch Liberation Army, a separatist militant group that seeks independence for Balochistan, claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement emailed to Reuters. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.